540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We begin in Orange County, California, where a man went on a shooting rampage at a biker bar. KCAL TV's Michelle Gili with details.
Four people are dead on the property at Cook's Corner. My source does say that six other victims who were there both inside and outside were hit and taken to the hospital. My source also says that the shooter who is dead is a former law enforcement officer. Several sources have said that he did work for Ventura Police.
And that's a wrap on the first primary debate of the 2024 campaign. It was held in Milwaukee and things got heated. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy in the debate on the Fox News channel.
I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
Not a fan of the 38-year-old businessman, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Hold on.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley slammed her rivals as well.
This is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Ramaswamy said post-debate he sees all the criticism as a badge of honor. Not on the debate stage, former President Trump. He's heading to Fulton County, Georgia Thursday to turn himself in for allegedly attempting to overturn the 2020 election. So how will it go down? Here's CBS's Nicole Killian in Atlanta.
The Fulton County Sheriff's Office has made clear that they intend to treat the former president just like any other criminal defendant. And so that involves a booking process, which could potentially include fingerprinting and a mugshot.
Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA, saying it attacked his character by accusing him of being involved in a pay-for-play arrangement.
It's unfortunate that it was all torn down so easily with no factual evidence behind any of these claims.
It says Bush and his family broke its rules by accepting compensation from an agent. Japan has started releasing water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. Officials say it's necessary to decommission the wrecked plant, but the plan's been criticized by fishermen, activists, scientists, and also neighboring countries like China. The process is expected to take 30 full years to complete the entire process.